Universal Basic Income, or UBI, is a system where every of-age citizen would receive a set amount of money on a regular basis. Oftentimes, this system is theorized to replace current benefits such as old age pension and the Canada Child Benefit. With Canada still reeling economically from COVID-19, some people, like NDP MP Leah Guzan, are looking to UBI as a saving grace for the country's economy. While Doug Pawson of End Homelessness St. John's believes UBI is a good concept, he is concerned that replacing current benefits with a UBI system is not a good way to reduce poverty in Canada, as the prices of many services and basic needs could rise with it.
If the UBI is simply just a cash transfer to everybody, then how do you ensure housing remains affordable? How do you ensure that childcare remains affordable? How do you ensure that folks have equal access to the labor market? So there are big structural issues, right?
Tony Howell, an economics and marketing instructor at the College of the North Atlantic, believes that UBI would be harmful to the country's economy.
I think this is just plain bad policy. I don't think it's a good idea. And I tell you why. You go back when we were doing economics, I talked about subsidies and how they would work. So this is essentially a subsidy for labor. What happens when you put a subsidy on a public good like childcare? Government comes in and pays daycare so much money per child, and what do? Well, they reduce the rates here to the clientele. They have to pay less to have their children daycare. Why would we think it's going to work in the long run any different for subsidizing labor? What's going to happen is that in terms of negotiations, in terms of offering jobs, they're going to look at the worker and say, hey, you're doing all right there. You got the GBI. You don't need that much extra from me. So I think it's going to put downward pressure on wages.
Mark Nichols of Fight for 15 and Fairness is along the same lines as Pawson. He believes that while UBI is a fair concept, more work needs to be done to make it viable for all Canadians.
This is not a magic pill. You just can't come out with one policy that is going to eradicate poverty in Canada. A living wage for a minimum wage is not going to do it all by itself. A UBI is not going to do it all by itself, nor are a number of other policies. They all have to be part of a comprehensive whole.
While UBI is gaining popular footing in Canada, it seems yet undecided how it would be implemented and if it would be the best course of action. At this point, more conversation is needed to iron out the details of such a dramatic change in our economy. For Kicker, I'm Nick Travis.